From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. So coming up today, we have Black Motorcycle Clubs and Uncle Donnie. If you are listening, this is for you. I know you love that Harley Davidson. James Harris is a teen dad who becomes a surgeon. We have him on, too. But first, let's kick things off with headlines. Today, we start in Washington. President Bush spoke earlier in the Rose Garden. He spent much of his time on Iraq, but the current immigration debate also came up. The president voiced his support for a bill making its way through Congress. He also countered critics, saying the bill does not offer amnesty.
Instead, this bill requires workers here illegally to acknowledge that they broke the law, pay a fine, pass background checks, remain employed, and maintain a clean record. This bill provides the best chance to reform our immigration system and help us make certain we know who's in our country and where they are.
That's President Bush at a press conference earlier today. And we're moving on to South Carolina. Legislators have elected just the second African-American Supreme Court judge in state history. That's according to the state newspaper's blog, SC Politics Today. Appeals Court Judge Donald Beatty is 54 years old. In a joint session with the state's House and Senate, lawmakers had to vote three times before Beatty secured the post. According to the Associated Press, South Carolina is the only state where legislators alone choose judges.